Off the Ball. GAA.
Everybody said they wouldn't win the All-In, and they won the All-In!
Join in the obsession.
Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball.
With Optimum Nutrition.
The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Cork go in search of back-to-back All-Ireland Senior Camogie titles and former Dublin footballer Ciara Trant discusses Kerry's win over Galway. Cork will be looking to make it back-to-back All-Ireland Camogie Championship titles this weekend. The Rebels face Galway in Sunday's decider in Croke Park, where throw-in is at 5:15. The Rebel intermediate side are also in action on Sunday as they face Kilkenny, while the opening game of the day in headquarters is the clash of Laois and Tipperary in the Premier Junior Final. Cork senior sit on top of the Roll of Honour with 29 titles, winning last year's final against Waterford. Cork star Clodagh Finn has been looking ahead to Sunday's game with Galway.
It's absolutely unbelievable. Like, this is what every kid dreams of, and you know, when it comes true, like when you're growing up, it's absolutely unbelievable. And we were there last year and it was just the best experience, and like to be in it this year again is such an honour, and it's great for Cork and it's great for Camogie.
And tell me, was there still the same drive this year when you'd already gotten on so well last year?
Definitely 100%. We knew what we were capable of, and we just kept pushing, and you know, we kept to the same standards, and just kept driving each other on. And the competition is unbelievable, the training, so it's just like everyone was pushing for it, and everyone has the same goal at the end of the day, and like we're just absolutely delighted to be there again now.
And tell me a bit about your own background. Obviously you said it's a dream to be playing in All-Ireland final.
I play with Father O'Neill's, and like I come from such a small club, and just to be representing them on Sunday week is just absolutely amazing. And look, as I said, like, it's every kid's dream, and like looking at the kids around us now, like, and you know, inspiring them to keep driving on and achieving their goals is absolutely amazing. And like, it's an honour, and you can't take any bit for granted.
Meanwhile, celebrations are continuing in Kerry following Sunday's All-Ireland final win over Galway. Former Dublin goalkeeper and two-time All-Star Ciara Trant has been looking back at the game on Off the Ball and whether or not Galway could have done anything differently in Croke Park.
Kerry played the exact game we expected them to play, and I kind of felt Galway did nothing to stop them. Like, Kerry played three full forwards and Galway played three full backs in them. And they didn't decide to drop a sweeper, even at half time when they were so far behind and Louise Nemer Hurtig was dominated. They still didn't drop somebody back. They gave Kerry an acre of space to kick long direct football into and left 1v1 situations. And the talent Kerry have up front, you really can't leave it 3-on-3, especially with the quality of the ball going in. And Galway never changed or never deviated from that in the entire match. And when you're getting a hammer in, something has to change.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a plan B. Like, at half time, they swapped Aoife Ní Chealaigh onto Louise Nemer Hurtig, but you know, it wasn't enough. Like, I know everything Louise kind of touched yesterday or on Sunday turned to goal, but Galway kind of allowed Kerry play, and you know, I think they lost the tactical battle.
Donal Cusack has been named as part of the Cork Under 20 hurling management team. The Clyne man will serve as coach under manager Noel Furlong, with Tygog Murphy, Vincent Hurley and Sean Gaheen serving as selectors. Three-time All-Ireland winner Cusack had previously served as Cork's minor manager in 2020. Meanwhile, on the hurling pod this week on Off the Ball, the lads have been debating their player of the year. For James Scahill, there's only one man in the conversation, Clare's Shane O'Donnell.
I'd be absolutely amazed if he wasn't hurling of the year and by a landslide. I think if you go into, I don't know how these conversations go, Will, maybe you can tell me more, but there's probably a body of maybe 15 or 20 personnel that pick the All-Stars and pick hurling of the year, etc. And if it's not unanimous, there's something wrong, I think. So he's at 14 for me on my team. He was, I don't throw the word around, but he was absolutely awesome. Like this year, in everything he did, you know, and for the story to come out that you mentioned, Will, or the media said that he had torn his hamstring on the week of the final.
Yeah, he was touching
you would not know. You would not know in the effort he put in. And he was just like, it's hard to kind of break down his game to say what does he do well, because he does everything well. He's fielding, touch work, scores, assisting, tackling. Jesus, like there was everything he was doing, movement. You'd say this guy's a Rolls Royce forward, and he was critical. And like he's reached hero status in Clare now without a shadow of a doubt, because there was days when Clare didn't reach their peak or reach the heights they wanted, and he was still kind of pulling them forward. So Shane Donnellan is a clear and obvious 14 in the Ulster team, and I think he's clear and obvious hurler of the year for me. If you go back to 2021, I remember saying about Keane Lynch, like he was so good, give him the hurler of the year and just give it for next year as well. So Shane Donnellan was so good. He's the obvious choice for hurler of the year, and I don't think anyone, and respectfully in terms of the decision, will come close to him.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday for the best Gaelic Games coverage. Become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.